Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, we're getting into the weekend with the good, the bad, and the dumb. Because that's what we like to do. We like to leave you with good, bad, and dumb for the weekend because we've got a lot of sports to digest this weekend. But before we do that, you've probably tried pain relief creams, and most of them barely work, if at all. Are you ready for something completely different? I found it. It's called Capsiva. Capsiva is a scientific breakthrough in joint pain relief by capturing the medicinal power of capsaicin while eliminating the burn and the smell. That's really important. It absorbs fast, has no odor, and it works. Capsiva is homeopathic with natural active ingredients. And get this, everyone. They have a use-it-all 100% money-back guarantee. Find that anywhere else. You can use the entire thing. And if you're not satisfied, you can send it back for a full refund. That's right. Use the whole thing. And then you can, if you don't like it, could send it back for a full refund. Capsiva has no known side effects and no known drug interactions, so it's safe to take with your other medications, unlike some of those other pain relief creams. So stop living in pain. Get Capsiva now. Find it at Meijer, Kroger Pharmacy, and select CVS stores. All right, what is the good of the day? Let's get rolling.
The good of the day is something I'm going to tell you to look forward to.
Okay.
And that is mark your calendars, Tony, because November 9th,
that's Life, coming up soon.
Yeah, Life Christian Academy's football team is scheduled to play Bishop Sycamore at Virginia State University.
How did this happen?
Now, here's what I'm going to tell you, Tony. It's not the same Bishop Sycamore. I mean, okay. It is, but it isn't.
You're confusing me. Because it could have been a totally other school named Bishop Sycamore. No, it's not, nothing to do with this.
It's not a totally other school. It is the same Bishop Sycamore, just under new coaching and being more legit.
Okay.
they're trying to turn a new leaf, and they're looking for, I mean, I guess the one coach, I can't remember his name. I know you remember.
Russ Johnson, I think his name.
Russ Johnson, he pretty much ended his thing with, their persecution, but then there's a resurrection or something like that. Well, Life Christian Academy feels that everyone deserves a second chance.
Actually, and it's Roy Johnson. Russ Johnson, I don't want to implement you. It's a Roy Johnson. Go ahead.
Life Christian Academy, what they came out and says, they're a Christian school. We believe in second chance, and we want to make this happen. So
now, you can believe in second chance, but staying away from this nonsense still is a rightful thing. You don't owe them this. You're not less a Christian if you don't give them do not get involved in this at all. Don't use the "we believe in second chances." This was a criminal act, what they did to these kids, what they had done to these kids. I don't care if they're changing their mind on this. I don't care for whatever reason. If you watch that documentary, I've never watched a documentary where I wanted to run into the television and strangle the person that was on the other end talking.
Yeah.
More than I did Roy Johnson.
Well, that's what I said. Everyone.
And I know they cut ties with him, but that whole thing should have just been canceled, disbanded, and they should have just stopped. Don't even try to do it.
Like come up with a different school name and all that fun
come
stuff.
Come up with do it somewhere else in a totally other setup if that's what you want to do.
Well, Bishop Sycamore, I mean, they're still around. They're trying to revive their reputation. They're trying to become more a legitimate soccer.
Mentioned that revive their reputation. It was dead from the from day one. It's they weren't something awesome, and then
they weren't a school.
They weren't a school. This was a fabrication by the people involved to make them feel good and to swindle people out of money. That's what it was. It was pay us to be part of this thing, and you'll get an education and play football. And they had no education, and they couldn't play football. And it was absolutely criminal what they did to these kids. It was a con job. And so they should have said, we're not revitalizing it. We're not bringing it back. We're going to change the name. We can be something else. We can change it, but we're not going to attach ourselves to this nonsense. It was absolute nonsense. I'm telling you, it's one of the more emotional documentaries you will see in terms of abuse by adults kids people should have known better, and people should have stepped up. This Roy Johnson was such a clown. This is a guy that made his players play back-to-back games or two games in 3 days. And when they said, how in the world did you think it was okay to play two hard-hitting, devastating football games in a three-day period. And he said, yeah, well, there's no rule that says you can't. If it was so important, there'd be a rule that says you can't. Like, how about common sense?
Yeah.
That's why you wanted to run through and strangle this guy. He watched a video of his players in tears saying, my dreams are over. My dreams are over. I gave up everything for this, and now I get nothing. I'm a laughing stock. Nobody's taking me seriously. I can't get looked at. Everyone is turning away. I get a scholarship, it gets taken away. And he walked out of the interview angry at the kids for not appreciating everything he did for them. This is a guy that called a supermarket and said, I'd like to order 25 rotisserie chickens. Then didn't come to pick them up and then hovered around towards closing so he could buy them up for a dollar a piece. That was this guy. They should have absolutely said, we'll be Bishop Nottingham for all I care. Be Bishop Oak Tree. I couldn't care less. Be something else other than Bishop Sycamore. God bless. God. But I guess, what was it, Virginia Christian Academy?
No, it's Life Christian Academy, right, which is based in outside of Richmond, Virginia.
All right, so maybe
they're a K-12 school, so they're a small school themselves and have enough to have a football team. And, you know, I guess there's some financial backing behind these two teams playing against each other. And so they decided to honor it and say, you know what, hey, every team deserves a second chance. So that's
good for them.
They're doing the Christian thing.
Well, you know what else? Well, it is gives the kids an opportunity to
Yeah,
play,
and Bishop Sycamore, I mean, like I said, they're trying to become legit. I guess there's rumors that they're trying to get involved and be a part of this league on a more legitimate basis now. They're not really scheduling the IMGs anymore.
I also, you know what? I'm also going to blame ESPN.
Yeah.
You know, everyone was like, how'd you get on it? How did they get on? How in the world did that, you would think, you know, like, look, I do high school games, and we got a shoestring operation. It's a small radio station. It's fun, but, you know, I'm not going to look into the background of a team that the team I'm covering is playing. I'd be like, all right, apparently it's all good. I'm just going to find their stats and do the best I can. But ESPN is putting together a broadcast with IMG, and they don't look into the opponent to find out who exactly they are, what they're doing. Like, the announcers on the air are going, we didn't find any D1 level scholarship players on this team. We were told that we had Division I. We couldn't find any. Well, when did you find that out? And was that not alarming enough not to put it on TV or to pause the game and say, guys, if you want this to be on TV, we need to know what exactly we're showing on TV. Is this just a group of kids that have nothing to do with high school and nothing to do with football? Just a bunch of kids who just are 21 years old and want to continue their dream? Because a lot of the kids were 19 and 20 years old. It was the craziest documentary. Highly recommend it, though. Highly recommend it. BSI.
Well, that's why I brought it up. So, yeah, well, you could talk about it.
If you want, you could here's the deal. Watch it, and then you're going to have to go for a walk.
There you go.
I got to calm down. All right, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that James Harden now has something in common with Lane Kiffin.
Oh, what do these two have in common?
Being left on the tarmac, Tony.
Yeah. James Harden was told not to go on this trip.
Yeah. He showed up at the airport, bags packed, ready to go, and security for the Sixers said, no.
No.
You're going to stay back and practice with the reserves.
No, you're done. You are not going on this trip. We're going to Milwaukee and Toronto, and you are not going to Toronto.
I'm
going to
make this bold statement. I'm 100% certain that this is going to go over well.
100% certain it's going to go over. Yeah, I know.
That Harden is A-okay with this tough love.
No, listen. If I'm Nick Nurse, I'm the head coach. Forget Daryl Morey for a second. See, he's got a personal vendetta.
Yeah, those two are going to butt heads anyway.
If you're Nick Nurse, you go, listen, here's the deal, guys. I am going to Milwaukee where we're going to open the season against Giannis and Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
So here's the deal.
And we didn't know that a month and a half ago.
Yeah, and afterwards, I'm going to go to Toronto, where I was the head coach, and I led them to a finals appearance and a finals victory. And I'm now here. James Harden is not going to be anywhere near this team while I do these two important things where I have to deal with the drama. of James Harden.
And the questions.
And the questions and all that. I'm going to Toronto, and I'm going to see some friends. I'm going to see some people on the Toronto Raptors staff. No hard feelings, but I'm going to want to beat them. And I don't need my entire trip to be about this crybaby and his drama and everybody's a liar. I don't need it. So he's not going. And good for him. If that's what he did, good for him. Because I wouldn't want him anywhere near my team.
He just dropped the hammer on him and said, no, you're not coming.
Stay here.
And that's an amazing thing to do. I almost feel like now, in hindsight, I probably should have flipped the good and the bad.
Yeah.
But, it's just, it is, for Nick Nurse to just stand up and go, no, this is how it's going to roll, guys.
No,
I'm sorry.
We're not doing it.
No, I'm not playing these childish games anymore.
Fix it and we'll get you back on this team, but we're not doing it in the first two
games. Or Harden, if you want out, sit out. Go.
And enjoy my return to Toronto. I don't need you dragging me down into your personal muck. Yeah. Well, all right, the dumb coming up next is Wake Up Call.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, we're continuing with the good, the bad, and the dumb. Good Friday to you. Got a packed next couple of hours. We got Nate Davis coming up, coming up to talk some NFL. And then we've also got Ed Smith in Phoenix is going to join us to talk Diamondbacks in the start of hour three. And then we've got our NFL games to watch for and not watch for. There's a lot of things going on, but this is the dumb of the day.
Now, the dumb of the day, this could just be me.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't know why this bothers me. I've read the story a couple of times. I thought about it over and over, but there's something about it that just bothers me. Okay. And I know that this is a sweet gesture, by the way, but Russell Wilson renting out a Waffle House for his wife Sierra's birthday just, I don't know why I'm having an issue with this.
Okay, so break it down. Is it because she's
a fan of the Waffle House? Obviously, I get that the two of them can't really go and have, pop into a Waffle House when they want to, because, they get mobbed. At least they think they would get mobbed. But so for her, I believe it was her 38th birthday, he rented out a Waffle House for the night. And, laid out, had red carpet and candlelights and stuff like that. And the two of them dined at a Waffle House by themselves, renting out the entire place. And that's how he celebrated her birthday.
So I will say this. Am
I wrong about feeling this
way? No, I feel that way when I hear, celebrities rented out, Six Flags.
Yeah, okay.
Like, Six Flags closed early, so the...
I think once Cher Barbara Streisand, they did Disneyland.
Sure. They all do that. This is all what John Elway did that once.
Yeah.
Right? He rented out Elitch Gardens, which is a park in Denver.
Right.
But they don't do it at midnight to 4 a.m. They do it at 6. They close the park early, and then there's
for a private
party.
Event. Right.
And listen, anyone can do this. If you have money and you're not
famous,
anyone can do this. You call them up and you go, look, I'm a Silicon billionaire you've never heard of, and I'd like to rent out Six Flags. They'll work that out with you. They will. So it's not something unique where they are starstruck they'll do it. But I think there is a thing where you're telling the public, hey, you can't do this tonight because I'm doing it. Right? Like, hey, you may be interested in having a Waffle House dinner where it's smothered home fries, but not tonight.
I see. Okay.
Find another Waffle House. Peasant.
Here's the issue. I'm not having an issue with him renting or thinking that he's higher than thou or something like that. That's what I'm trying to figure out. So that's why I'm saying maybe the dumb is me. If he had rented out a Ruth Chris Steakhouse, I don't know if I would have as much of an issue with it. I just think it's almost like it's on brand for these two to go, oh, you know what? Let's rent out a Waffle House and have an amazing dinner.
I feel like we're in therapy. Like, I'm
needing to sit on a couch. I know. I'm needing to sit on a couch. So, I told you ahead of time. I don't know why this bothers me, but it does.
So if he rented out a very upscale, ritzy restaurant, I would have been okay with
it. And, because the fact is, I probably never would have heard about it.
But you're
But I'm hearing about a Waffle House, and I'm like, why are we renting out a Waffle House?
Because his wife likes Waffle House.
I know. It just, that's why I said it's a sweet gesture, but I don't
know. Have you been to a Waffle House?
I have not been to a Waffle House.
Right, then you don't know
what
you're talking about, because Waffle House is great food.
I have no doubt in my mind. And I'm not, it's not a slam against Waffle House. It really is. It may come across sounding that way, but it's not a slam against Waffle House. It just feels like, you know, Mr. Unlimited. This is like the corny things that he does.
Let me tell you something. I have had many times, because there's one 2 miles down the road from my house. There have been plenty of nights where I can't sleep, where I'm literally like, I am not going to sleep. I am wired up. It's 2 a.m. I don't know why I'm wired up at 2 a.m, but I can't sleep. Where I have thought about getting out of bed, throwing on a sweatshirt and a hat, and going to Waffle House and getting breakfast at like 2 a.m. Because it is delish. Delish. Smothered home fries? Hello. There are times where I go, I got to go to Waffle House. It's good. It's a diner, man. It's a simple, easy, they cook it in front of you diner. And watch Tony Anthony Bourdain's Waffle House bit that he did on CNN years ago. It's on YouTube. It's phenomenal. It's a greasy spoon type of great breakfast. So she might be like, that was a place I went to as a kid. I really liked it. We don't do that anymore, obviously. We don't go to Waffle House.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, whenever that's we, what go, I said. We maybe, go to, maybe, we go to, you know, Morton's or we go to whatever.
It's sounding more and more like it's me.
Might be you.
Might be me.
Might be you.
That's
now,
what
listen,
I
want to be honest with you. It's the only reason I would, at 2 a.m, where I go, I might get up and go to Waffle House, because that's the only thing open in my town.
True.
At 2 a.m.
Well, either
we
that
have,
or,
like, a Denny's or anything
either
else.
Either
like
that or Taco Bell. But that's usually
no, Taco Bell's not open at
all. Oh, for you guys, for you, yeah. Say for us,
no,
it's open until 3.
No, I think it's a 1 o'clock here.
Yeah.
Right. Even that's closed.
But Taco Bell is not something that you want to have that time at night, because
no, both of my kids have done the 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock Waffle House thing, is hanging out with their friends.
All right. Southern California, there is no Waffle. I don't remember there being a Waffle House. It probably
it's
is
very
now.
Southern, it's a Southern thing.
Yeah.
But they've spread it around now.
I remember Denny's. We used to, after football games.
Denny's the same thing.
After football games,
same thing.
We would always go to Denny's to hang out before we found out where the party was.
Yeah. It's pretty much just like, well, this it's a different setup, but the same idea. Mm-hmm. Like 2 o'clock in the morning, you want some bacon and eggs and toast and hash browns. Perfect. You want a moons over my hammy
at 2 o'clock in the morning? That was my go-to, man.
Yeah, that's great. Everyone, you know, they're all based on the idea of always being open. All the time, every day, not even on a holiday, always open. If you need food, it is always there for you. Not even in a snowstorm. They want to close those things down. So, and it's very simplistic. The menu is easy. The menu is a placemat. That's basically it. They don't give you a menu. They give you a placemat. You look and you see the pictures of the food. I want that. And it's cheap, fun, easy. Servers are cool, simple. Just take your order, slap. A couple minutes later, it's done. So maybe that is her. Like, look, she probably goes, look, I in our lifestyle now, we're going to Shanahan Steakhouse now, and I don't eat at Waffle House anymore.
And
they can't go to Waffle House.
And hitting the boutique breakfast.
Yeah.
Spots.
Waffle House is not going to see the Wilsons and go, oh, private table over here. They're like, grab a stool with everybody else around this joint. Cram them in. Like, he walks into Shanahan Steakhouse, is like, we'll take you to the private room in the back. Because that's all the celebrities in Denver go there.
Of course.
Right? Same thing with, like, any place.
Can't be
in
bothered.
New York City.
I mean, here, they're going to put them right in the window, and you're going to have all these looky-loos coming by going, oh, look, it's Russell and Sierra.
Like going to Tooth Shore in New York City.
Like, all right, maybe, the dumb is on me. Like I said, I told you from the beginning, it could be me. Yeah. I don't know why. It seemed very corny. From these two. And I don't know if I would have the same issue if it was anybody else.
Yeah.
Honestly, I really don't. I think it's just them. It's almost feel like it's on brand for them to rent out a Waffle House.
Yeah.
Because that's just the weird things that they like to do.
Yeah. So, yeah, they do have Waffle Houses all over, but they're not as big west. I think they're in, like, New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado.
I know, Colorado, but
they're not in California.
I've seen them.
I don't think they're in Oregon.
I don't think they're... I don't remember if there was. It might have been one. You know, every once in a while you get that just one out of place thing.
No, it's a. It started in Atlanta, so it's a southern. It was a southern thing. So, but no, I get it. I have the Waffle House cravings every now and then. My wife and I used to go to Waffle House when we were, you and I did mornings, and after the show, she'd be like, well, I'm going in at 9, and I'd be like, well, let's go to Waffle House, grab breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Always got coffee ready for you. Walk in, want coffee, pours it right there. Good stuff. But, again, my thing would be, what if I had a craving for Waffle House in the greater Denver area, and I went to the one near me, and they said, oh, sorry, Russell and his wife, Sierra, are here eating. Like, wait a minute, you're supposed to be the beacon of light for me. I'm having a rough night. Maybe my wife and I got in an argument, and she said, it'd be best if you left the house for a bit and come back in about an hour when you cool off. And I go cool off at Waffle House. And I realize what an idiot I was, and I made a mistake, and I go back and apologize with flowers. Maybe the Waffle House was the inspiration. Maybe I needed that. But Russell Wilson and his wife took my booth, took all the booths, took all the bar stools. And instead, I have to ride around town looking for a place at 2 o'clock in the morning to get smothered home fries with scrambled eggs and white toast.
Yeah, I'm looking at a Waffle House location map. So farthest west, it looks like, is Arizona.
Okay.
I mean, I lived in the Phoenix area for about a year, almost 2 years, right?
Right.
They have every restaurant imaginable there from all over the country because it is a transplant city. And it's amazing to me. Like, you know, I mean, you know, that was the first time I went to a Culver's, and that was a strictly Wisconsin place.
Right.
And now that I'm finding out, they have 11 Waffle Houses in the Phoenix area.
Yeah, there you go. Well, venture to one and then come back in a couple weeks and say, well, you know, now I might get it, why she wanted to rent it out. Maybe not. Maybe you'll find it's
maybe
not your thing.
Maybe I'll just be like, I mean, for me, it's like renting out a Denny's. I don't know who would do that.
You got to learn the Waffle House vocabulary.